In last evening's Dhamma talk, I mentioned that we would soon be exploring in more detail the four elements, or the four great essentials, the four great elements, teaching and practice that the Buddha offered. And this is the evening that we'll be doing that. And as I mentioned last evening briefly, the Buddha often repeated from a number of different perspectives, he repeated this teaching and offered the practice. And so this evening we'll spend some time exploring the specific practice regarding these elements through a guided meditation. That is potentially a window, potentially an opening to the direct experience, discernment, and understanding of one aspect of ultimate reality, the ultimate reality of rupa, of form, the reality of how it really is. How one aspect of this body, our bodies, our human bodies, and every other form really is, which is really a direct pointer to the not-self characteristic of all forms. This practice can be quite a powerful concentration practice, as well as a very illuminating, insightful practice. So we'll begin with a sutta. Our exploration will begin with the sutta, the particular way that the Buddha offered the teaching of the four great elements, the four great essentials, to his son Rahula. And he offered this to Rahula when Rahula was 18 years old. There's a story behind the sutta that I'd like to share with you before we actually look at the sutta itself. Rahula, the Buddha's son, his 18-year-old son, as I mentioned, on one particular day was following his father on their way into the village for their daily alms round. And he was walking behind the Buddha, his father, and with admiration he noticed the physical perfection of his father. And he reflected with pride that he himself was of similar appearance, thinking that I too am handsome like my father, the Blessed One. The Buddha's form is beautiful, and so is mine. Well, difficult at times to have a father like the Buddha, because the Buddha read Rahula's thoughts and decided to admonish him at once before such vain thinking led him onto much greater difficulties. And so that morning, the Buddha framed his advice in terms of contemplating the body as neither a self nor as the possession of a self. And these are the words that he said to his son. Rahula, any kind of material form, whatever, whether past, future, or present, internal or external, gross or subtle, inferior or superior, far or near, all material form should be seen as it actually is, with proper wisdom. Thus, this is not mine. This I am not. This is not myself. Well, this 18-year-old young man, Rahula, felt rightly scolded by his father. And so he decided to sit down under a tree on the side of the road and reflect on the admonishment and the teaching rather than continue on into the village with the Buddha. Though he quite soon got distracted by conversation with Venerable Sariputta, who was actually his primary teacher, who was walking down the road on his way into the village for his alms round. The following teaching, the one that we'll explore in just a few moments, was given to Rahula by the Buddha later that evening in order to dispel Rahula's attachment to the body, which had not yet been removed by the very brief instruction on egolessness, the egolessness of material form that the Buddha had given him earlier that day on their way into the village for alms rounds. And there are two parts to this teaching. The Buddha uses the four great elements in the teaching as both a metaphor and as a direct experiential teaching in relationship to the body itself, being a composite of the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. And he also adds the element of space, meaning by this all of the openings, all of the holes, the apertures in the body internally, and all of the space around everywhere externally. The second part or aspect of this teaching is that the Buddha encourages his son to dissolve the sense of self into the impersonal elements that make up the world. The goal is not to infuse the world with self, but to drain the self of self, we could say, and to realize that what leads to suffering lies in finding things agreeable, finding things disagreeable, and that with an attitude of not mine toward all phenomena, the mind is liberated from its clinging. And this will become at least somewhat more clear as we go into the sutta itself. This sutta is from the Majjhima Nikaya, the middle-length discourses of the Buddha. And it's the greater discourse of advice to Rahula. And I've slightly condensed it because there's a lot of repetition. So I've just slightly condensed it. Rahula, develop meditation that is like the earth. For when you develop meditation that is like the earth, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Just as people throw clean things and dirty things, such as excrement, urine, spittle, pus and blood on the earth, and the earth is not horrified, humiliated, or disgusted because of that, so too, Rahula, develop meditation that is like the earth. For when you develop meditation that is like the earth, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Rahula, develop meditation that is like water. For when you develop meditation that is like water, Arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Just as people wash clean things and dirty things, such as excrement, urine, spittle, pus, and blood in water, and water is not horrified, humiliated, and disgusted because of that, so too, Rahula, developed meditation that is like water. For when you develop meditation that is like water, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Rahula, develop meditation that is like fire. For when you develop meditation that is like fire, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Just as fire burns clean things and dirty things, fire is not horrified, humiliated, and disgusted because of that. So too, Rahula, develop meditation that is like fire. For when you develop meditation that is like fire, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Rahula, develop meditation that is like air. Just as air blows on clean things and dirty things, such as excrement, urine, spittle, pus, and blood, and the air is not horrified, humiliated, and disgusted because of that, so too, Rahula, develop meditation that is like air. For when you develop meditation that is like the air, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Rahula, develop meditation that is like space. For when you develop meditation that is like space, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. Just as space is not established anywhere, so too, Rahula, develop meditation that is like space. For when you develop meditation that is like space, arisen agreeable and disagreeable contacts will not invade your mind and remain. So, we'll now go into the guided meditation. And I suggest you sit comfortably, settle into your seat, settle into your body and your seat, relaxing. And the attention settling in and focusing on the breath, gathering in the dispersed energy of the mind, gathering it in with a one-pointed focus, concentrating the mind in this way. And we'll take a few moments, take a little bit of time just to simply allow concentration to develop and blossom with a clear intention. And at the same time, a relaxed manner. A clear intention to sustain the attention on in the breath. Paying attention to the breath either at the what's called the touching point, the area of the nostrils, the anapana spot, at the edges of the nostrils or the space between the nose and the upper lip, which is the Anapanasati, or sometimes called the touching point, or bringing the attention to the breath in the belly, the rising in the belly with the in-breath, and the falling movement in the belly with the out-breath. Picking one of these two places, don't switch back and forth. Picking one and having the intention to be there, stay there, with intention and relaxation. And we'll spend some moments now just allowing the concentration to develop with mindfulness of breathing. If and when the attention wanders, just simply notice that it's wandered without commentary, without judgment, without analysis. Just notice and then very gently, but with intention, bring it back again to the sensation of the in-breath at the nostril and the nostril area, or the rising and falling movement of the breath in the belly. And now taking the concentrated attention that you've just been developing and are now experiencing to whatever degree. And we'll begin to explore each of the characteristics of the four great elements directly through our meditation practice. Beginning with the element of wind or air, and starting with the characteristic of pushing, which is one of the characteristics of the wind or the air element. And through the sense of touch, bringing your attention to mindful awareness of the pushing sensation in the center of the head, the top center of the head, as the breath moves in and out. It's subtle. If the pushing of the breath in the center of the head isn't easy to discern for you, then try being aware of pushing as the chest moves, expands with each breath, or as the abdomen, the belly, moves or pushes out with each in-breath. Wherever there's movement, there's pushing. When you're able to discern the characteristic of pushing, concentrate on it until it becomes clear in your mind. Then move your awareness to another part of the body nearby and look for pushing there. In this way, you'll slowly be able to discern pushing, maybe first in the head, the chest or the belly, the neck, the trunk, the arms, legs, feet. And doing this again and again, many times, until wherever you place your awareness in the body, you can easily sense and know pushing. In some places it will be obvious, more overt, and in some places it will be very subtle. But it's present everywhere throughout the body. And now letting go of the discernment of pushing. The next characteristic we'll explore is hardness, which is the earth element, one of the earth element characteristics. And we'll begin by discerning hardness in the teeth. So just simply bite your teeth together a few times, feeling how hard they are. Focusing, concentrating on this. Now relax your bite and feel the hardness of your teeth. When you can feel this, try to sense and discern hardness throughout the body in a systematic way, from head to feet, in a similar way as you did with the discernment of pushing. But take care not to deliberately tense the body. Now letting go of the connection and the discernment of hardness. And now we'll look for another characteristic of the earth element, heaviness throughout the body. And begin by placing one hand on top of the other in your lap, letting it relax. And feel the top hand is heavy. Don't hold it up. Just let it sink in onto the other hand. And feel the heaviness. Or feel the heaviness of the head by bending it forward, letting it drop. And practice this clearly for just a few moments until it's clear in the mind. Heaviness is clear. And then begin sensing and discerning heaviness throughout the body. Now letting go of the discernment, the connection and discernment with heaviness. Just letting it be. One help with that in between each of the exploration of the elements is you can come back to your awareness of breathing, wherever you're spot is that you're bringing that anapana awareness to. And now we'll look for supporting throughout the body, which is the other characteristic of the wind or the air element. And we'll begin by softening the back. So softening your back so that your body bends forward. Softening. In the softening, the body will naturally curve forward. slowly, not forcefully. And then straighten your body and keep it straight and upright. The force which keeps the body straight and still and upright or erect is supporting. This characteristic of supporting. So practice this systematically for a few moments. You can experiment again with softening the back and it naturally curving forward. And then straightening. Being straight and upright. And practicing this systematically for a few moments, beginning to discern supporting throughout the body from head to feet. If this is difficult for you, you can try to feel and discern supporting together with hardness, as this can make it easier to discern supporting. Again, not deliberately tensing the body. And now letting go of the connection and discernment of supporting. And we'll explore now another characteristic of the earth element, the characteristic of softness. Keeping the mouth very relaxed, press your tongue against the inside of your upper or lower lip to feel its softness. Relax your body and practice systematically, beginning to sense and discern softness throughout the body. And now letting go of softness, just letting it be. And we'll next look for another characteristic of the earth element, smoothness. And begin by moistening your lips and rubbing your tongue over them from side to side, just inside the lips, discerning smoothness. And practice this for a few moments until smoothness becomes clear in the mind. And then begin to sense and discern smoothness throughout the body. And now letting go of smoothness. And we'll next look at another characteristic of the earth element, roughness. And begin by running your tongue back and forth over the roof of your mouth, discerning roughness. And then begin to sense, discern, and know roughness throughout the body. And now, letting roughness go, letting it be. And now we'll look for the last characteristic of the earth element, lightness. And begin by just wagging a single finger up and down. And keep your eyes closed and just feel its lightness. And again, practicing to begin sensing, seeing, and knowing lightness throughout the body. And now letting lightness go. And next, we'll look for the heat or warmth characteristic throughout the body of the fire element, usually quite easy to sense and know. Heat or warmth. And next, the other characteristic of the fire element, coldness or coolness. We can begin by feeling the coolness or coldness of the breath as it enters the nostrils. And then begin to feel and discern coldness or coolness throughout the body. Now let this go. All of the elemental characteristics that we've practiced with so far are known directly through the sense of touch. The next two elemental characteristics are primarily known by inference. The characteristic of the water element, the characteristic of cohesion. Aware of how the body is being held together by the skin, flesh, and sinews. Blood being held in by the skin, like water in a balloon, we could say. Without cohesion, the body would fall into separate pieces and particles. The force of gravity, which keeps the body stuck to the earth, is also cohesion. If cohesion still isn't clear experientially, then you can pay attention to the sensing, or to sensing just the qualities of pushing and hardness. Eventually, you might feel as if the whole body is wrapped up, as if in coils of a rope. This can help in discerning this quality or this characteristic of cohesion. And now letting cohesion go. And we'll explore now the second characteristic of the water element, flowing. And begin by discerning the flowing of the saliva in the mouth. Or maybe the flowing of the blood through the veins, or the flowing of the air into the lungs, or the flowing of the heat through the body. Developing your meditation on flowing as was given in the previous instructions for the other characteristics that we've been exploring. And now let the discernment of flowing go. Just let it be. Some of these elemental characteristics will be easy, or at least relatively easy, for you to sense and discern. And some of them will not be easy to connect to, sense, feel, and know. But over time, if one continues with this practice, the mind gets more and more concentrated. Mindfulness strengthens. And the subtleties of the elemental characteristics of the body become more and more discernible. while practicing in this way, at times for some people, some people experience an imbalance in the elements, meaning some elements or some of the characteristics, actually, of the elements may become quite excessive and may even begin to feel unbearable. And if this occurs, then you bring balance to practice by practicing with opposites. So, hardness and softness, roughness and smoothness, heat, coolness, etc. Working with the opposites to bring balance. How intimately and how mindfully connected are you to these most basic and universal experiences? The body in its elemental nature, a composite of earth, water, fire, and air elements. In its ultimate nature, really no different than any other rupa. No different than any other form.